It is the word of truth. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can. I am a believer and not just a doubter, and not a doubter. I'm a believer and not a doubter. I'm a doer and not just a hearer. I'm humble before the Lord. I'm obedient to the Lord. I'm mature in the Lord. I'm enthusiastic about the Lord. I know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now, most gracious Father, we bless your name. You're so worthy, God, of all the praise, the honor, and the glory. God, we thank you for meeting us here in this place, God. God, we thank you for your anointing flowing in this place, touching as you see fit, God, flowing, meeting every need in this place, God. God, we move away nervousness, we move away doubt, we move away unbelief, God. Lord, have your way through the word of God on today. I move myself, Virginia, God, and let Holy Spirit stand strong and stand firm and deliver the word to your people, God. Move, have your way, God. Move by your power and by your might, and we'll forever praise your name. Let all who love the Lord say amen. Amen. You may have your seat. Praise God. Y'all look good today. Y'all look good on this blessed day. I want to thank God for my family being here, my son and my daughter-in-law, my grandbaby, and Gigi baby right there, and my auntie being here all the way from Pittsburgh, my sons them coming up, my son and his wife coming up from Panama City, and my daughter, of course, my little rock. I want to thank God for them being here today. I want to thank God for the shepherd of this house. Oh, come on. I want to thank God for the shepherd of this house. For without that vision, we won't be here today. Thank God for Pastor Bolden. Thank God for the opportunity to share the word of truth that God has given it to me. I don't take this lightly, Pastor Bolden. I appreciate you. Now, let's go. Let's see if I could put this together and give it to you how God gave it to me. If I had to pick for a subject today, it would be lock in. Lock in. So I coach track and field, and I use that term often, lock in. So I'm going to tell you what it means. Lock in. Lock in is an act of instance of becoming unalterable, unmovable, rigid, committed, binding, restrictions. Locked in is when you exhibit total concentration on that task at hand. Let me say it again. Lock in is when you exhibit total concentration on that task at hand. So I say to you guys today, lock in. I often tell my athletes to lock in. When I tell them to lock in, when it's time to stop playing around. When they play too much, I'll be like, all right, now lock in. Lock in. When it's time to focus, I tell them, lock in. You all over the place. You here, but you all over the place. Lock in. When they're nervous or when they're scared, I tell them, come on, lock in, baby. Lock in. I tell them to lock in when they feel like they're overwhelmed with what the competition is presenting to them. When they see what they're up against, they feel overwhelmed, they feel scared, and I have to go to them, and I go to them face to face, and I be like, lock in. Lock in. Like, focus here, lock in. So I often tell them that, to lock in. Because if they lock in, they will forget about whatever's around them. They will focus on the race that they have to win. They will remember all the moments in practice that they have put in and then apply it. Come on, that's going to make sense in a minute. Lock-in reminds you of what you have been practicing. Lock-in for us reminds us of what we have been reading, what we have been studying. Lock-in, lock-in. So my assignment today is for those who are fearing something that seems bigger than they are. For those who may feel overwhelmed, and this is not stuff I just wrote down in my time of prayer. God said, this is who this is for. In my time of prayer, the assignment is for those who may feel overwhelmed with things that they are facing and decisions that they have to make. This is my assignment today to lock in. I ain't going to be before you long. I know y'all see me turn these pages like, oh my God, she got a lot. I don't. I ain't going to be before you long. Because my assignment today is specific. It's for those who feel stuck. You feel like you've been doing all of this. I've been doing this, what you gave me, God. And I've been coming and I've been going, but I know there's more. I know there's more. Lock in. Lock in. See, we're in the latter part of the second quarter of the year. We're towards the ending of the second quarter of the year. And this is not the time to be weary in well-doing. Not the time. We started this year off strong. We started this year off energetic. We started this year off feeling free. We started this year off just ready to persistently pursue with passion our goals, right? Our goals, right? We started this year off ready to walk in purpose and destiny, but somewhere along the line, we got stuck in a ritual, in a routine of doing things. We got so used to coming and going and filling the seat and meeting a need that we just do just that. We got stuck not hearing the new thing that God is trying to tell us to do, or the new way God is trying to tell us to do. We got stuck. So this morning, we got to lock in. We got to lock in. Some of us have gotten disappointed with the things we started working on. And because it didn't produce the fruit like we wanted to see it, in the time we wanted to see it, we got discouraged and disappointed. Come on, lock in. Lock in this morning. Every time we plan something and we start doing it, it seemed like we good for a few minutes, and then all of a sudden we hit roadblocks and we don't know how to maneuver around these roadblocks. Lock in. Lock in. Some of us are tired of trying. Just tired of trying because we hit so many blockers. Tired of trying because we hit so many walls. Tired of trying because we got so rejected. Tired of trying because nobody seems to hear us. Tired of trying. Lock in. Come on, lock in. We started strong, but something happened. Something happened that brought resistance against your persistence. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do when resistance comes up against your persistence? We got to lock in. Remember I told you locking in reminds you of what you have done in practice. Now here's where the problem is going to happen. If you haven't been practicing in prayer, if you haven't been practicing in praise, if you haven't been practicing in worship, if you haven't been practicing in your word, you have nothing to remind you of the power. You have nothing to remind you of the greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You got to practice. So when it's time to lock in, you can lock in. All right, so let's get into our text. At this time, Paul and Silas were in Philippi preaching and teaching. And as they were traveling, the Bible calls this young lady. I'm just going to bring you up to speed today at midnight. So Paul and Silas was preaching, and as they were traveling, this lady kind of started following them. The Bible called her a damsel of divination. She was a fortune teller. She was a fortune teller who was making a lot of money for her people, for her masses. She was making tons of money. She proceeded to follow Paul and Silas all over the place, all around, announcing, "These are men of God, of the most, these are men of the Most High God." Everywhere they went, she was screaming it out. "These are men of the Most High God," as if they needed an announcer. "These are men of the Most High God." Sometimes you got to watch that person as always. Girl, you got it. Come on, come on, pulling you. You got to watch it. Check the spirit that is praising you. She was walking. "These are servants of the Most High God." And while what she was saying is true, what she was saying was right, but it wasn't coming from her. It was coming from that spirit that dwelt inside of her, right? It was coming from that spirit that was dwelling on the inside of her. And even though it was true, Paul had to call it out. Why? Why Paul had to call it out? She was telling the truth. They were servants of the Most High God. He had to call it out. Because had he not called it out, as they was ministering and preaching, people would have thought that they were together. People would have thought that her with her evil spirit, these men with their spirit, they must be the same thing. There was no separation of it. So he had to call it out. So it may be true, but it may not be for you. Right? It may be true, but it may not be for you to be around. It may be true, but it may not be for you to take part in. Because there needs to be a distinct difference. Come on. I'm going to keep on moving because that wasn't even part of my word. What she was saying was true, but it was not from the right source. It wasn't from her knowledge. It was from an evil spirit. So Paul called it out. Paul called it out. I know Paul knew that lady was making them people so much money. But Paul was so locked in. Him and Silas were so locked in to their assignment, and they didn't want anything to taint their assignment till they had to call it out, because they couldn't let good and evil dwell together. Light has no dwelling with darkness. If we shut out all these lights in here, it's going to be dark. We turn all the lights back on, darkness has to go. It can't be light and dark at the same time. There has to be a separation. So Paul called out that spirit of that woman, and the woman was set free. The woman was set free. Now, this is what baffled me. The woman was set free. Paul called out what was possessing the woman, and she was set free. And they got in trouble for setting someone free. Because the people were taking advantage of her, the masters that were taking advantage of her could no longer make a whole lot of money. I know some of y'all know this story, but just come on, lock in with me. The master who was taking advantage of the woman could no longer make all this money. And when Paul and Silas mess with their money, come on now, it's two things you don't mess with: my money and my kids. You don't mess with them. Well, Paul and Silas didn't care. They were so locked into the things of God till they said, "I'd rather fear God than I'd rather fear man, than man." They called that spirit out. The masters lost a whole lot of money. Paul and Silas got in trouble for it and got thrown in jail. Before they were thrown in jail, it's amazing to me that they were brought in the center square. They were in Philippi, brought in the center square. And the masters who lost all that money gathered folks to come be on their side. Watch this now, y'all. When you try to set a difference between holy and unholy, don't be surprised when unholy start looking like they got more friends and start looking like they doing better. Keep the separation, because God got you. Come on, lock in. God got you. They gathered all these people around that was in agreement with them. Nah, lock them up. Anyway, so Paul and Silas ended up in jail. You would think that everyone would be glad that they was free, that the lady was free. But instead of rejoicing of someone's freedom, they were looking at the person who caused her to be free. who caused her to be free. So it lets us know that in our walk with Christ, in our efforts to be persistent, in our effort to pursue persistently and be passionate about it, everybody is not going to agree with you. Let's put a pin right there. As we go through this year and persistently pursue our goals with passion, not everyone is going to be on your side. Come on. Lock in. Y'all might as well lock in right there. Not everybody's going to be on your side. Not everyone is going to help you. Come on. Not everyone is going to want to see you win. They're just not. Not everyone is going to want the best for you. Not everybody's going to have your best intention in mind or at heart. Lock in. So many people who you thought would be with you, when you lock in, you're going to find are not with you. And it's okay. It's okay, y'all. It's okay. Some may even become roadblockers, instigators, haters, and doubt you can do it. Stay locked in anyway. Stay locked in anyway. I had to put a pin right there. Stay locked in anyway. No matter who's with you, who's for you, who's against you, you lock into the things of God. You lock into the word of God. Paul and Silas were doing God's work, teaching and preaching. And when you stand 10 toes down on the word of God, it will cause folk to be convicted. Because, yeah, we used to go to the club together. But I got to lock in on the things of God so I can't go with you no more. Come on. Yeah, we used to do this or that together, but I got to lock in on the things of God because I need to hear from God. I need God to hear when I call him. I need God to move on my behalf. I need God to look after my kids. I need God to increase my finances. I need God. Come on, we need God. 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 So when people start to feel convicted, don't let their conviction convict you and cause you to turn around. Stay locked in. They'll say stuff like, it don't take all that. We not inviting her to the cookout. She too deep. Here he go again with that salvation stuff. Always trying to save everybody. We gonna go get on the boat and we'll talk to them later. You know. Look for that. It's okay. You know why? Because you're locked into the things of God. And who can pay you better than God? They're going to be saying stuff like that. He can't come. I implore you guys to persistently pursue the things of God with passion. It may cause you to lose some friends. It may cause you to be ostracized or left out. But come on and lock in. Everybody in that town was for Paul and Silas to go to jail. All because he freed a woman. All because he freed a woman who was possessed. Lock in. The text tells us that at midnight, I'm almost done, y'all. The text tells us that at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. So, they were in an inner prison with shackles on their feet. So they were bound in a prison. Now at midnight, the Bible doesn't say they started praying at midnight. Watch this. It don't say they started praying at midnight. It said they were praying. Come on now. I believe Paul and Silas were so locked in that it didn't matter what it appeared around them, what it appeared like around them. I believe Paul and Silas were so locked in, they didn't care where they were, who was around them, what was happening, what was on them, what was around them. They were locked in. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. They were locked in because they had a relationship with God. They knew who God was for themselves. Now I ask you, what's holding you captive? Here we go. Come on. What has you shackled? What's shackled to your feet that keep you from moving forward in purpose and destiny? Come on. What has you in such a mental prison that it blocks you from telling your testimony. What has you shackled down that you can't even operate in your calling? Come on, lock in, lock in. Paul and Silas were praying and singing at midnight. See, it didn't matter what they were going through. It didn't matter that they couldn't walk but so many feet because their ankles were shackled. It didn't matter that they were in a prison. They decided to praise in God in spite of. So it don't matter what you may be going through. It don't matter what the finances may look like. We got to learn how to praise God in season, out of season, when we feel like it, when we don't feel like it, when it feel good, when it don't feel good. We got to learn to stay prayed up. Pray without ceasing. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and see that he is good. I will bless the Lord at all times. Come on, come on. They were so locked in. It didn't matter. Something was trying to hold them down. Not trying, something was holding them down. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. Sometimes we get reports from the doctor, and because the doctor say that big old ugly C word, we act like we can't do anything. We can't move anymore. You got to lock into the things of God. By his stripes, we were healed. This big old C, this cancer, is operating illegally, and it has to go. Come on, and while God moved that thing, I'm going to praise and magnify the Lord. I'm going to give God all the glory. I'm going to magnify him. I'm going to praise him like never before. I'm going to lean to God. I'm going to look to the hills from which cometh my help and know that all my help come from the Lord. I don't care what the doctor may say. I don't care what the report may say. I don't care what the judge is saying. I believe God. Lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in. Because what happened? As they were praying and they were singing, and they were singing and they were praying, and they were praying and they were singing. Come on now. And they were singing and they was praying, and they were praying and they were singing, and they were singing and they was praying, and they didn't get tired because they were praying and they were singing, and they were singing and they were praying, and they were praying and they were singing, and they were singing and they were praying. So much so, the Bible says suddenly the earth began to shake. There was an earthquake. Not just an ordinary earthquake in my study. It's not just an ordinary tremble. It shakes. It shook so much till shackles were loosened. Doors flung open. See what happens when you lock in, and you lock in prayer, and you lock in praise, and you lock in worship. Things have to loose you. Why have to loose you? Because I'm locked in on God. Because I'm locked in on praising the great I am. I'm locked in on praising the one who gives me life. I'm locked in on praising and praying to the one who can alter anything. I'm locked in, locked in, locked in. Come on, lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in. Suddenly, things start to happen at midnight, at midnight, at midnight, at midnight. So, what is midnight? What is your dark hour? Where is your dark place? What is your midnight? Is it that report you got from the doctor? What is your midnight? Is it when you lost your job? What is your midnight? Is it when your kids went to prison or jail? What is your midnight? See, you got to recognize that at your midnight, that thing that is trying to distract you is the midnight. Woo, thank you, Holy Spirit. That thing that's trying to distract you and get you off course is a midnight. Because at night, no man can see. No man can work. At night, it's dark. You can't see what you're doing. And the enemy want to trick you into not praising and not praying and not worshiping and not reading and not studying your word. He want to trick you into doing all those things at midnight. But today, we're going to lock in. Come on, today we're going to lock in. We're going to lock in. No matter what they say, no matter what I see, no matter what try to hold me down, my left foot is shackled, but my right one can stomp. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I bless the Lord always, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I'm more than a conqueror. Yeah. What is your midnight? What is your midnight? What is your dark place? Lock in with prayer. Lock in with praise. Lock in with reading the word. Paul and Silas was praying and singing and singing and praying. And it even tells me that the other people heard them. The other people heard them. So they weren't singing real soft. They had their mouth open praising and singing. And the other people heard them. So not only were Paul and Silas' doors swung wide open, but all the doors in the jailhouse were swung wide open. So when you lock in prayer, when you lock in praise, when you lock in worship, not just you, but your family and those around you that can hear you pray and praising can get free. Lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in. Lock in, lock in. Not only were the doors open, but the shackles fell off. The shackles fell off. The shackles fell off because Paul and Silas decided to lock in. If we could lock in, whoo, Jesus. Whoo. If we can lock in and watch God move mightily in our lives, not only will our lives be changed, but our children's lives and our children's lives and our cousins' lives and our auntie lives and our uncle lives will be changed. Come on, lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in. Suddenly, 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 suddenly. You know what happened suddenly? Because they were so locked in about God's business to when it happened, it took them by surprise. It was like, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and whoa, 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 doors open. Yeah. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he, and shackles loose. What, I can move? I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. Whoo, I could shout. Because suddenly, in the midst of them praising, in worshiping, refuse. Oh, Jesus. Not only, I'm reminded in Daniel. I think it was Daniel 13. Another set of boys that was locked in. Come on. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I almost said it, Joshua, bad Negro. Were locked in. They said, I refuse to bow down. When you refuse to bow down to what the devil's trying to show you, come on, we're not in the business of making abnormal normal. I'm not bowing down to abnormal. It got to line up with what the word say. I'm not binding with abnormal. The world or the culture now is not going to dictate how I move. It got to move with me. I'm not moving with it. I refuse to bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down to any other image. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. They were so locked in on the things of God. They said, the king said, well, you ain't bow down. He got mad. He said, well, you got to go in a fiery furnace. They said, so be it. So be it. So be it. He said, they refused. They refused. They were locked in. They were locked in because they know that their God could deliver them. They said, our God is well able. Surely God is able. Our God is well able to deliver us. Go ahead. Hey, go ahead. And sometimes you got to square up like that. You got to square up like that against the enemy, against things in life. Because it's gonna come against you. But we got to be so locked in that you be like, hey, whatever. It's whatever. Let's go ahead. Go ahead. Because our God, my God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who knows the beginning and the end, he's Alpha, he's Omega, and all the stuff in between is well able. He's well able. Lock in, lock in, lock in. They said, all right, King, all right, do what you do. Do what you do. And he got mad at them being persistent. and locked in. He said, turn that furnace up. Turn it up high. Turn it up high. So high that when the guards opened it, it burnt them up. It burnt them up. That's how hot it was. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego weren't scared. They stepped on in there knowing that their God was able. And they stepped in that fire with God. And they walked in that fire and talked with God. They were so locked in that they weren't even burned. The king came to the window looking. See, when you lock in, people going to come looking for you. People going to come looking at you. Yeah, she said she was locked in. I want to see what she's doing. Yeah, he said he was going to lock in. I want to see what she's doing. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was walking around talking with God. King Nebuchadnezzar looked in. He said, did we put in three? But I see four. And the fourth one looked like the Son of Man. I'm telling you, lock in and walk with God. Lock in and walk with God. Stay locked in. Walk with the Son of Man. Let God work it out for you. Come on now. Lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in. He said, I put three. It looked like four. Lock in, lock in. This ain't the season to back down. This ain't the season to walk lightly. The world not playing with us, so we shouldn't be playing with the world. Let's lock in. Come on. Anybody bad enough to lock in with me? Come on now. Lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in. Lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in. It's time for a full court press. My son told me that a full court press is when the enemy try to stop you from getting to your goal. So it get you backed off in a corner and try to keep you locked out of position. Woo! Woo! When the press is coming, it try to get you stuck out of position, right? It's so that you can't get over there to the basket. But God is calling us up a little bit higher. God is calling us up a little bit higher. He wants you to go from there to there. He wants you to move. He wants you to be empowered. He wants you to be strengthened. And the enemy is acting like a full court press on you. But God is saying, lock in, because he's going to show you how to. Woo! He's going to show you how to maneuver around that thing. Lock in. Lock in, full court press. Lock in, full court press. Make the basket, full court press. We got this. Full court press. Lock in, lock in, lock in. And watch God show you exactly which way to go around. Watch God show you exactly which step to take. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Anybody want to lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in? Lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in. Don't be scared to lock in. I'm reminded when Paul was shipwrecked on the island. And he went, because it was cold, they were wet. He went to build something. And as he was gathering wood, he went. And then when he went to drop the wood on the fire, a snake latched on to his hand. Not just any snake, a deadly snake latched on to his hand. And you know what Paul did? Because he was so locked in, he shook it off. Woo! He shook it off into the fire. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to lock in. We're going to have to lock in. Praise, worship, shaking stuff off. Hearing from God for how to maneuver against a full court press. Come on. Come on. Come on. Lock in. Lock in. Lock in. Lock in. Lock in. Lock in. Come on, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Look at somebody and tell them, lock in. Come on, say it like you mean it, lock in. You they coach, you your neighbor's coach. I need you to coach them up and tell them, lock in. Come on. Hallelujah, come on and bless the Lord. We gonna lock in. Come on and bless the Lord. Come on, stand to your feet and bless the Lord. Come on and stand to your feet and magnify the Lord. Come on, we locking in right now. Y'all almost there. This is like the sound. It's reminding me of the sound of the praise and the worship that was going on in the prison. That when suddenly something happens, when they were on one accord. Come on, suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Lock in, lock in, lock in. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We locked in. We locked in. We locked in. I'm locked in. Tell yourself, I'm locked in. I'm locked in. Hallelujah. I got four appeals.